Hello?
Hi, this is Seth McElroy calling from Cable. May I speak with Michael, please?
This is Michael.
Michael, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. First of all, I wanted to thank you for being a customer with us.
Okay.
And second of all, I need to tell you about a big change coming regarding our billing practices. Do you have a moment to speak with me?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay, in the past, when we've raised prices of our services, we haven't told our customer base, and then they get a notification or their bill in the mail, and they see that their bill has gone up quite a bit, and then they get angry because we haven't told them, and we feel that that's not a good practice.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's no good to do that to people.
Yeah, we feel like it's more important to be upfront and honest with our customers.
All right.
So I'm calling you today to let you know that next month's bill is going to be 15% higher than normal, okay?
15% higher?
Yes, just 15%. You're welcome.
Well, hold on. That's not okay. 15%, that's ridiculous. I could see if you're calling to tell me it's going to be $2 or $3 more. 15%, that's like $30 a month.
Actually, it's more like $40 a month. But anyway, who's counting, right? You're welcome for the notice.
Don't say you're welcome. Did I say thank you?
Yeah, but I think you're missing the point. I'm telling you now instead of you getting a notice and being upset. So really, there's no reason to be angry.
You're raising my bill $40 a month. Why should I not be angry?
I know what the problem is.
You're telling me now.
I know what the problem is. You're not focusing on the great customer service deed that I just did for you. You're focusing on how much your bill is, right?
I don't care. This is the worst customer service experience. You know what? I'm done with you. I'm going to cancel my service. I want to cancel my service.
Please don't cancel.
No, please. I'm canceling.
No,
I already told you.
No.
No, are you kidding me? You're crying? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, because I don't want you to cancel.
Dude, this is ridiculous. Let me talk to someone else. I want to cancel.
No, think about it. You know what you didn't do?
What didn't I do?
You didn't count to 10.
What are you talking about?
Well, some people, when they get angry, they need to count to 10 before they make decisions like that. You're just speaking from a place of anger, and you're not letting yourself calm down enough to really think about it. Just think.
I'm very angry, and I don't want to calm down.
I'm not getting off the phone until you count to 10.
This is not happening. As a customer service rep, you feel good about doing this to me?
You do feel good about doing this to me?
This is about me.
No, it's not just about
you.
Why is it always got to be about you, Michael? It's not always.
The customer?
It's not always about you.
It is about me. I'm the customer.
There's other people in this world, too, but you're too wrapped up in yourself to pay attention.
This is unbelievable. Could you stop crying? Am I talking to a customer service rep or my freaking wife?
You're talking to a customer service rep who cares a lot about you, but you're too shut off to see that.
You need help. What are you talking about?
You know what? Maybe I do need help, but maybe you do too, and maybe we should go together.
Where would we go? I don't even know you.
To couples counseling.
Couples counseling.
Yeah, we sit down and we hash this out with a third party who's objective and can see it from the outside. We're too wrapped up in this, you know?
Get out of here. Is this really how you're doing your customer service calls right now? You call up and you cry and then you want me to go to couples counseling with you?
Well, if you weren't the way you are, I wouldn't be crying.
The way I am.
We've been through this.
You need help, man. I really hope you get help because this does not sound like you're in a good place.
Oh, sure. Just point the finger as usual, huh? It's never your fault. It's always my fault.
I don't believe this conversation.
Well, believe it because it's happening. And we've had to have this conversation for a while, Michael.
I am done with you. Give me your box right now.
I can't. I just can't.
Yes, you can. I want to talk to your boss right now. I'm
no,
serious.
You don't understand. You never understand.
What don't I understand? Put your boss on the phone right now.
You don't understand that this is a prank phone call. That's it. You don't get it.
No, put your boss on the phone right now.
No, you don't get it. It's a joke, Michael.
This whole phone call is a joke.
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, your wife said you get really frustrated with the cable company and wanted me to see if I could make you angry.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that happened.
Well, believe it, Michael, because it's happening, okay? It's happening right now.
You sound like my wife.